The Daily Trust is our first paper this morning. Page 4 is where we are. Stop begging West for loans. Ghana president tells African leaders.
This gentleman is my hero for now. You know, I'd never liked the way African leaders, not just the presidents, how they, you know, after having gotten independence, you see them cringing and whatever, going looking for loans, looking for assistance, looking for this and looking for that. But the Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, he has urged his African counterparts that stop begging for loans and support. This is a competitive world. There is nobody that's liking you. Nobody's going to help you develop. You have to develop on your own, and you have to steal some things, steal technology. You have to be up and doing. That's what the Chinese did. It's a competitive world. Now there's a U.S.-African leaders summit going on in the United States. You know, it's like inviting the boys, you know, and let's see how we can toy around with you. That's where I look at these things. Mm. We have the resources, but we refuse to harness them. Our leaders are not patriotic in any manner. Okay, so what has been happening in the past? I don't know about now. You go collect some debt. These guys run after the minister in charge and show him how he can bring the money back into their system in his own name. And then bingo, the guy dies suddenly and the money is back in the system. This thing is a cycle. You must know that there is no aid anywhere. Nobody's going to give you any aid. Some of the loans that they give you, believe you me, is to enslave you, because they know you won't make good use out of it. That is where the key is. In principle, there is nothing wrong in obtaining a loan. Okay, so you want to build a factory, you want to build a refinery, you want to build this. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong in getting the loan with prudent resources, put up whatever it is and start paying back. But they know there will be no prudent whatever. You double, triple, quadruple the cost. They are the ones who will also supply the contractors, all kinds of things. And the money that you chop again, you take it back into their system. So this man, Akufo-Addo said the African countries need to change the poor perception that the developed countries have about the continent if they stop begging. We need to develop at our own pace. We need to have our own systems of governance. Look at the American whatever we copied for democracy is in a complete mess. Maybe if we had the British parliamentary system, or we develop something on our own that is workable at about one-tenth of the price, but we fritter all these monies away. You know, and it's strong. There's a need for us to have a new thinking. And these are one of the reasons why we want to invite some of these leaders who want to be president. We want to know what you feel. And so all this brickback of trying to avoid, you know, delegating to other people, that's the result that you get. These things are very important. We must know the kind of leaders that we have. We must know their inner thoughts. It's time we have a homegrown leader who doesn't think about himself, but thinks about his nation, thinks about his people. You know? And he says, if we stop being beggars and spend African money inside the continent, Africa will not need to ask for respect from anyone. We will get the respect we deserve if we make it prosperous as it should be. Respect will follow. Unfortunately, he was saying this at the wrong place. You should be saying this. What is the essence of having an OAU? OAU should be having private, you know, private leaders and private meetings and retreat for their leaders, where they think Africa, think development, think of their people. Rather, what we have is most of our leaders are all fat cats, having billions and billions of money. One day when the money has gotten up to a point, they trip a wire and then the money gets lost. Look at now, how many years after Abacha, we are still getting Abacha money. Not only are we getting the Abacha money back, we are now getting it back with conditions. Our own money, oh. Mm-hmm. If it was a police matter now, these people should be, they should be arrested for being accessories to the crime. Now, to give us back our own money, it comes with conditions. Africans, we need to think. But as he said all that, the IMF was giving him a loan of $3 billion. IMF was giving him a loan of $3 billion, not CDO, to affiliate an unprecedented. So what will that $3 billion do if care is not taken? It might be spent on some temporary things. It can be. It might be spent on recurrent, paying salaries, pensions. So for a while you have reprieve, but you have a $3 billion, whatever hanging on.
But
your
it's
neck.
The same person that said that African.
That's what I'm saying. It's
going to go and collect.
And look at where he's saying it. Don't forget, this was. I mean, one thing I like Americans for is they know their onions and they know what they want. If you want to deal with them, you better know what you want. And they have no apologies, neither should they. It's a competitive world. It is the world is not different from the jungle. Have you seen one lion kill one goat and call the other one, who, come and eat? No. It's a competitive world.
Hey,
in this same story...
Sorry. It's this Ghana website here that says, Akufo-Addo taking IMF loan, yet warning against begging.
Because you see, we don't understand it. His back is against the wall. Mm-hmm. Ghana, my daughter is in Ghana. Ghana is almost at a state of complete collapse.
Yeah, the currency is the worst performing currency in the world.
But we are trailing them. If care is not taken, we're trailing them. I went to a big supermarket here 2 days ago. I almost shot up. If I had a gun, I'd have shot myself dead. What did I buy? Wussy. Insecticide, this stuff. They ran a bill of 40K. I said, what?
I think very long and hard right now.
No luxury.
Before I enter into any supermarket or any store. Because it's scary.
Was it? Just, I keep calling it fleet, but that's it. There an insecticide? Air freshener.
Air
freshener is going to go out of the DC now. If you don't like the smell of my house,
don't come. Or you go.
And I've got all drinks. I'm not a bar, so no drinks. Either you come with your own drink, you know. But life is becoming impossible. We're getting close to it. And look at this story. In this same story embedded. Sorry, Sheriff, look at it. Nigeria's foreign debt profile. Now, hold on to your seat wherever you are. Mm-hmm. Nigeria's total external debt rose from $10.32 billion on June 30, 2015, to $40.06 billion as of June 30, 2022. The breakdown shows that, I'm reading from the trust now, the breakdown shows that there has been an increase of 288.18% in 7 years, according to the external debt stock report by the DMO. That's our own office here.
That's right.
DMO.
That's right.
It's not the DSSO, it's the DMO, Debt Management Office. A breakdown shows that in 2015, 36 states had $3.27 billion external debt, while the federal government had $7.05 billion. You know, for example, there's one governor that I said the other day was wearing a wristwatch of...
Yes, you mentioned that.
Yes.
Right.
You know, so that gives you... One of them also has a Rolls Royce. Okay? We see these things, we keep quiet. These things are evident, we keep quiet. But this is where we are headed. By 2022, state external debt rose to 4.56, while the federal government external debt increased to 35.5. The debt includes loans from multilateral sources, such as the World Bank, African Development Bank, and IMF. They also include bilateral loans. These bilateral loans are the ones that frighten me the most. We have bilateral loans from China, France, Japan, Germany, and India, as well as commercial sources, including euro bonds and diaspora bonds. The Nigeria's external debt ballooned as the naira lost value, increasing Nigeria's debt service burden and worsening its ability to service debt. Listen to what The Economist said. The Economist is the world's number one magazine, highly respected. It says, reacting to the development, experts said borrowing from the host by African leaders is not bad, but faulted the utilization of such loans, contending that leaders on the African continent often borrow for wasteful ventures.
That's right. Completely on point.
Wasteful. Well, they didn't even add the fact that half of
completely
the money borrowed is squandered. This is a fantastic report. I don't know why they put this on page 4 in the trust. Ordinarily, it would have been front page lead news.
It's a beautiful report.
Beautiful report by the Daily Trust.
Beautiful report.
So that's the story of Nigeria. So let's stop kidding ourselves. If we don't go round, if we don't get round to actually critically assessing who is going to lead this country, it's not a matter of the sentiment. We could go from bad to worse. We could jolly well go from bad to worse. And therefore, there is a need, I'm repeating again, for us to know the inner thoughts of the leader. Because we have an executive presidency. The buck stops on the president's table. It's not delegated to anybody. It's up to us.
It is up to us.
You know, ultimately.
Now to the punch. Banks reconfigure ATMs. New Naira enter circulation today.
Let's take a bet. There'll be long queues at the ATM machine now. Everybody wants to see the new
Naira. First to
see the new Naira. Yeah. Money is money. If it was that they were going to add to what I have, I'd probably beat everybody to it. But where we are now is that the new notes are going into circulation today. So if you go to your bank, they'll probably be giving you the new notes. And so the MFLA has said that the redesigning of the Naira notes would help to curb counterfeit notes and reduce ransom payments to terrorists and kidnappers. I don't think you would reduce ransom payments. It would just make it more complicated. Kidnappers will tell you, go find the money. Now they might start asking for dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, but let's leave that.
So, but here is the thing. Why are the banks reconfiguring their ATMs now?
Because one, you reconfigure because of the type of the paper. These things are sensitive to the type of the paper, to the design, the security, whatever in them. So, they would have to do that. But it's a technical thing, really.
Okay.
It's just pop on the computer and that should be done. And also, the CBN boss said it was worrisome, now listen to this, Sheriff, that 85% of the total currency in circulation was being hoarded by Nigerians. No economy can develop like that. 85% of money that is being hoarded is in Sokeway, is in Ajale.
All kinds of places.
In village, all kinds of places. Some people will be caught out with this policy.
Oh, yes.
They'll be caught out. Yes. Meanwhile, top officials of commercial banks confirmed to The Punch on Wednesday that they had received the new notes from the CBN a couple of days ago, adding that the redesigned currency would be released to their customers. I read somewhere or heard somewhere this morning when the CBN had said that with spraying was illegal and so on and so forth, all this stamping on money. You've been at this for close to 10, 15 years. You haven't made an example out of anybody.
Yep. Even though the evidence are there.
It's like, there. Just go to the social media.
All the videos are there, everything.
Go to the social media, work with the DSS and with the CID, and arrest just 10 prominent people. And these people are known.
Exactly.
Let the CBN, just give 2-3 people, go to this, I want you to sit at Facebook and whatever, Instagram. These are known people. You can say, go pick this one up and show him. Because if we don't curb this madness, there was one, the bride and groom were dancing. The floor was littered with money. They were dancing and stamping on it. Dude, there's something wrong with us. My money, had that money, I will not stamp on it. It's shame. It's not going to happen. Not if you sweat for your money, would you do something so stupid. But you see, I don't like government agencies backing at this or state governments backing at this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more practical based. All you need to do is make an example of 10 people.
Yep. Just then, do that and you see how people will sit
because,
up.
Because these people are known and it's the elites. And they always defy the law. They defy the siren. They defy whatever. Recently now, apart from musicians having police escort, and also one celeb leader too. It's a spiritual sultan. There's a policeman behind him in camouflage.
I've seen students.
I've
seen students.
You've seen students?
Yes.
What kind of a country is this?
Students. They went to go and write exams. And they went there with police escort.
Who? You see, my people, who is going to bail these cats? Who is going to bail these cats in 2023? Is this how we are going to continue? Just ask yourself, is this how we are going to continue? If we don't have a disciplinarian in the driver's seat in 2023, this vehicle called Nigeria will enter the pits. Let's go. First story.
Yep. Let's go to the Vanguard newspaper. Buhari, I've done my best. Ohaneze, Afeniferi, Pandev, others differ.
I also differ. Well, no, I don't differ. Let me rephrase. He has done his best, but his best has not been good enough. You see, development is not by buildings and infrastructure, whatever. Development starts from the little things. What is the state of the life of an average Nigerian? It's not about bridges. It's not about building monuments and so on and so forth. How the Nigeria that Buhari left and the Nigeria that you have today are not the same. We are more polarized across religious lines and ethnic lines. Of course, you know the complaint we've always had about, to put it bluntly, Northern domination under his watch. You know, an alienation of certain people in this security infrastructure, for example. You won't believe that the eastern part of the country are also Nigerians. So many things that we can complain about. The fact that we have a president, for example, that sometimes, to be honest, we find it difficult to look up to. It just goes quiet. Leadership, you see, leadership is not just... you can't think that you're doing good for people if they themselves do not feel it. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yes,
you can't, that's not what leadership... You must carry people along. I've heard people say, for example, he can only work with people that he trusts. The country doesn't belong to him. The country is not an SME. All of us are shareholders. You must find a way to work with everybody. And so he has done his best, but honestly, and that is more painful. Because the other day now, people were accusing me, I heard on Cherish program, that I was the one who told them to vote for Buhari. And I said to whoever said that was insulting himself. That means you can't think things out.
I said that.
Fair enough. Yes, I had a leaning towards him. I'm not going to run away from that fact. But I kept warning people that the choice is still yours. Because of the nature of my job, I'm here to deliver my thoughts. And for me, way back then, it was anybody but Jonathan, because I didn't like where he was headed. Little did I know that this man is going to become a saint again. Because where we are now, in my 67 years of existence, I've never had it so bad. Never. Never had it so bad. In fact, what makes it worse is now that you seem to have more resources, the pain is that the resources are now valueless. Yes. How much was I earning? 1,200 or what? Some silly amount way back then. It has more value than whatever I'm earning now.
The millions.
Yeah. There are no millions. Don't you know that? Don't you know that the tax office will be listening? There are no millions. I beg. Don't let them go and pay me. So the story here says Buhari has done well. APC, by their own standards, yes. By their own standards, what else would the APC? They produced him. He has done well, but we know that he hasn't, or we feel that he hasn't. And SDP ADC says your best is not good enough. So, and when people reel out figures and so on and so forth. My thoughts is, I'm not an economist, so I don't bother myself with all these things. I just sit back and ask myself, what was my life like 4 years ago? What is it like now? It's easy for me to decipher that. It's very easy in a state that I live in. How does a man who lives in Surulere, because of traffic and whatever consideration, have to now take up another house on the island? I don't understand it. And I'm not the only one. Many people have, because of the traffic, life has become extremely
those that can't take up another difficult. Accommodation, they are sleeping over.
They are sleeping in their cars. Yeah. Go to the car parks of companies and see people sleeping in their cars, taking a bath at the back of the company house and then putting on some tie and whatever and coming up in the morning. The life has become extremely difficult. Extremely. And we keep pandering. You see, what actually bothers me is when you go to the social media and you see people, because what I do is when I see what you say, I go back and look. I was surprised. One of the people that said the most stupid things ever heard said by a man, I discovered he went to UNILAG.
Ooh.
I disowned him. What I do in my own social media now is, you talk any not jagbajantis, I don't want to have anything to do with you. We are so blinded. We are blinded about the future without thinking of the present. You are blinded about the future, but the past and present determine what the future will look like. But they jump ahead with hope. Ah, if he becomes president, yes, one of my townsmen is very close to him. How can you be so myopic? By the time the man becomes president, even your townsman cannot get close to him.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think. Oh, yeah, Jare. Let's
take our last story. Let's take our last story.
I hope it's something nice.
This one, Abi.
Mm. Read it.
I think it's okay.
Read this one.
It says, any thought of military coup a cake, General Rabo?
I agree with him totally because there's no way it would even work. Those of us who have lived through coups know that it won't work, and we don't desire it. But we also need to be very, very careful. So that answer should have taught us a lesson. Don't let's continue to take our people for granted. We know the powers that be have dominated the media. So if you are wise, you will not go totally by what you hear or what you see in the media. But it's good that our people should also know, yes, it can take place, and we hope it never does.
Mm.
But don't continue to take our people for granted. What do they say about monkey we go market? You go, you not go return back.
Mm, one day.
All right.
We have to go now.
Okay.
But let me see. I think we still have time for one more story, actually. We still have time for one more story. FG approves new whistleblower bill. Approves 9.24 billion naira insurance cover for all public servants.
You see, this whistleblower project, or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
is being put together majorly. It's being put together by those who themselves might be affected. And that's why they are pussyfooting. That's why it hasn't worked perfectly. Okay? I'm a very practical person. I don't believe in rhetoric. Let us see I'm sure you will have enough whistleblowers to fill a whole stadium. So let us see how you treat these whistleblowers. How well they are remunerated. How you provide security for them. Can you, for some of them who are whistleblowing on millions and billions and so on and so forth, can you provide a new identity for them? What exactly are you doing with this whistleblower policy? But they are pussyfooting because they themselves, a lot of the people who are involved in this, might be affected by a whistleblower. Abio Atomba, you see the dilemma that we are in. Very, very sad.
Yes, it is.
Very, very sad.
Yes, it is. But I think that the initial whistleblower policy wasn't successful as much as you would have loved for it to be successful.
It can't be successful, Sheriff. It can't be successful because, like most things Nigerian, a lot of it is just rhetoric and no action. It's something to pacify the people. And it's deliberate. Why would that a top civil servant look at the kind of money found with the... Why would that top civil servant now work so hard to put together a whistleblower bill that will be very active?
The latest of such is the last whistleblower, at least known to the public, of a particular, I think it was a customs agent or a police or something, who did a video of petrol
being... He's in detention.
And is in detention.
Yes. That's Nigeria for you. And he blew his own whistle in the open. No? If a whistleblower is supposed to be like...
Secret, yeah.
Excuse me, there's this man, you know. Ah, you have woke me up today, Sheriff. I feel like going home to go and sleep.
Sorry, sir.
Ah, please, I can't.
What's coming up at 9? Before you say you can't do it, what's coming up at 9?
I don't know. Well, it's nice because today we are doing the special day for me to come.
Oh, yes. For last week.
That will lighten up things.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Lagos, let's go to break. When we return, we'll talk menopause because it's Health Thursday. We'll be back.
In this show like this, I will go.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people.
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not